You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This morning, brothers, we have a kind of hard-hitting passage from the end of the book of Revelation that describes the final judgment in very graphic terms, from Revelation 20, 11 to 15. I'll read it here. "Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." We have here a rather graphic, kind of terrifying image, in a sense, of grandeur, but also of great significance of the final judgment. And you know, we're all included here. We're not just witnesses. This is the judgment of all human beings, heaven and earth. And it's a scene that's meant to stir up in us in this season of waiting for the Lord's return. Why do we read this? Because we know, as it says here, that all will have to give an account before the throne of God. All of us will, in a sense, have our lives exposed in these books that are open. This is what they represent. They represent the deeds that we've done in our lives. It's worth noting that what's given here in very graphic terms is described in the Gospels and the letters in more plain language, but very clearly there. So in 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 5, verse 10, Paul says, "For we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive good or evil according to what each one has done in the body." It's not as grand in the vision, but it's giving the same kind of picture in the same terms. This idea of the book of life in particular is something that Jesus himself speaks about. He sends the 72 out and they come back rejoicing that the work of God was done, and he says, "Well, rejoice in this, not that the spirits flee from you, but that your names are written in heaven." And Paul himself speaks about the book of life in which our names are written, that the faithful are written. So the terms here are very much found in the rest of the scripture. It's a strong scriptural theme. I'd offer a couple of perspectives on considering it. One, I think considering the judgment that we will all face is meant to sober us, part of the sobriety, that we're going to have to give an account, and we don't want to be presumptuous, but we want to cast ourselves on the mercy of God. I think it's worth calling to mind the letter of the first letter of John, where he speaks about Christians. The Christians are those who confess their sins, that we're called not to sin, but if we do sin, we have an advocate from the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. I think it's important to remember when we read this that God himself is hugely invested in seeing us have life. John 3, I think it's 17, "For that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might have life through him." When we submit ourselves to the gospel, we're actually, in a sense, offering our lives and going through the judgment ahead of time. We're allowing the Lord to judge us as sinners and bring us to righteousness. And I think this is important to keep in mind as we consider the last judgment. And even a passage like Romans 6, which speaks about our being baptized into Christ, into his death, that we're now dead to sin, that we might walk in newness of life. We're actually given a new life here. We're not just waiting for some final judgment to come, but in our response to the gospel, we're asking the Lord, "Lord, judge my sin and purify it. Even now, cast myself on you." And we receive the Holy Spirit to walk in newness of life. So as we soberly consider the last judgment, let's also remember what God has done for us in Christ, the Spirit he's given us, and the way he's given us to walk.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.